and I'm not making a judgment on people want, but some things that people want to do, mm-hmm. I don't want to see. I don't want to know about clown sex.
No, no, no. So now to make you know about it. Now everybody knows about this.
Everybody already knew about it. I think we're the last two people.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
See yourself, you're like, what happened?
What is this? I know.
Like, what's going on?
Is this what
on?
I look like all the time?
Yes. It's just the lights. I need to be lit better under all circumstances. I need to be lit from the top, soft light, and Vaseline on the lens. I want to kick off this episode by bringing up this. Originally, I found this article, and it was a bit tragic because people did end up getting hurt, so I'll skip over that part. But this is a sport I've never heard of before. It's called zorbing. Have you heard about zorbing?
No.
It's a sport where they have a giant inflatable ball.
Okay.
And two people crawl inside of it. There's like two holes for them to crawl inside. And then they hurl the damn thing down a mountainside. And people line kind of the tracks of where it's supposed to go, and they try to, like, keep it on track.
You're kidding.
It's extremely dangerous.
And are the people inside supposed to run?
No, it's kind of like a big gerbil ball. Imagine an inflatable gerbil
ball. And you're
loose
on the inside.
There's a hole for you to be.
All right.
So it's, say, like maybe it's like a ball within a ball or something like that, and you can go inside of it. But these two guys flew off a mountain. And my thing is, like,
oh my God.
It's already been outlawed in a lot of places. Of course, it started in New Zealand, which is like the land of extreme crazy sports. But it's just so bizarre. I had no idea this was, I don't consider that to be a sport.
Hobbits have to be involved?
That's what it seems like.
Okay.
Like, it looks like something that would be in Middle Earth.
All right.
But it's two grown men inside of a gigantic ball, and they just hurl the thing down the side of a mountain. And you can guess what happens from time to time.
Oh my God. Barfing.
They fly off the mountain.
Oh.
Barfing.
You already said the guys flew off the mountain and they...
But it's like, if you're going to do something like that, I understand that people like to do those gyro, the ball things. And don't do this on the side of a mountain. I mean, do it by the water. Do it by, like, you know, a marshmallow field. I know that doesn't exist, but you know, something that's soft. You know, it's just so bizarre to me that you would pick something so dangerous to do. And where could we do this that could be... Okay, it's an inflatable ball. It's made out of plastic. I'm going to be on side of it. Where's a place that is really high up and has, like, sharp, pointy crags?
Yeah.
Let's do that there.
Right. It's a cliff.
Zorbing. It's bizarre. I saw it when I was on the plane, you know, SkyMall.
Oh, my God.
I love me some SkyMall. There's an activity they're trying to put out. It's a giant rubber band. And four people get inside, and they fling each other. Methamphetamines. I don't know what the problem
is. What is it? So they take something that's really small, like a gerbil ball, make it really big and put people inside.
And then inside. And it's got to be rubber. And they have to fling each other
And then
around.
A rubber band that was once small, now is giant.
And four people who look like in the 90s, the same kind of guys that would be doing hacky sack and the quad.
Right.
You know, those guys juggling with the sticks.
Like a burnout with
with a crazy
wig. A peaceful
wig.
Burnout.
Yeah, someone who doesn't wear shoes just because they don't.
Yeah.
But just zorbing. Weird and sad.
That's really strange.
They tried to outlaw it, and it's one of these sports where you can't just do it discreetly. So I guess
you can't hide the ball.
The fact that it's been outlawed has pushed them to extreme locations.
Well, why is it called zorbing?
The ball, it's an orb, and I guess the Z is just extreme.
Zoom orbing.
Zorbing. I understand why it's outlawed. I saw the video. It was horrifying.
That's really... Yeah.
Isn't life hard enough without hurling yourself down the side of a mountain in a giant inflatable ball?
Yeah.
One of the guys made it, but no one was impressed.
No one was impressed at the end of the day.
Yeah. No. Why would you do that to yourself?
Went home and
like it's some sports think about life. Are dangerous that I've done, like scuba diving is potentially dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
But it's like, you know, that's not as dangerous as throwing yourself off the side.
And there's
of
a benefit. There's a huge benefit for scuba diving.
Yeah.
It's like a whole new world under
And
there.
Also, I don't scuba dive to the point where I only go, because I'm a pretty good swimmer, I don't go below the point where I know I can't just throw off myself and run.
Right.
Like, just float to the top. Like, I don't go in a cave underwater.
Oh, right. When now it's just...
I would like to, because I want to see that kind of aquatic life.
Yeah.
But...
You're not going to do it.
I need to be able to quickly throw off my gear and just hoof it.
Yeah, and you don't need a current...
No.
To smush you to the ceiling?
No, and I'm the kind of person that wants to carry, like, one of those Bond girl knives, like, on the hip when I go diving. Because you never know.
That's right. You don't know what's down there.
Yeah.
You don't never know when you have to cut a bitch.
In the water. Still, bitches need to get cut. People act up. I'm not going to be called out in the cave, in the underwater cave, with no knife. You saw Johnny Quest. So you have Celebrity Shill.
Yeah.
Celebrity Shill is a segment that I came up with, but Katie's perfecting, since I haven't been able to do it once. I haven't done shill this year.
Well, it's a new year.
Yeah, it's like we find celebrities who are shilling.
That's right.
For the Gelda.
So I went into the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
And pulled out this one. Pope Leo VIII.
For shilling?
Shilling for Marianne Wine.
Really? Now, yeah. You know what? Apropos.
Yeah. In the
1880s. And also with you. In the 1880s? That's all I remember from Catholic school. Those of us who aren't Catholic,
you.
Whenever anything happened in Mass, I was like, and also with you.
That's what I'm going to just say in daily life now.
Yes.
And also with you.
Okay, so we have Pope who? Leo?
Pope Leo VIII.
Mm-hmm. Lenny.
In the 1880s, him, Queen Victoria, and Pope St. Pius X praised Vin Martini, a popular drink made from Bordeaux wine laced with cocaine.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, this is why we had to shut down Christmas with you guys.
That's right.
This is a party.
It's crazy.
Where were the hookers? It's like
Pope Leo even awarded a gold medal to the drink and appeared in a poster endorsing it.
Wow.
And I have the picture here. And the ad stated, His Holiness the Pope writes that he has fully appreciated the benefits of this tonic wine and has forwarded to the Mr. Mariani, as a token of his gratitude, a gold medal bearing his august effigy.
Wow.
You know what? Nobody, someone else would say a picture or like a...
No, it's a Pope.
It's a damn effigy.
Yeah, an effigy. Because later on that same effigy, someone would probably like burn it. So you got to get that word ready early.
Yeah. So the Vin Martini, the Vin Mariani wine, it was a tonic and it
sure it was.
Right. A French chemist made it who was intrigued.
It's for health.
It was intrigued with coca and its economic potential after reading this. A paper on coca's effect.
The paper started, I was high as a kite.
Yeah. And he was like, this is intriguing.
Yes. I bet you I could sell this.
Okay. So
it sells itself.
So what happens is the ethanol in the wine acts as a solvent and from the leaves in the cocaine, from the coca leaves in the cocaine and is then
imparted the wine.
Right. Yes. Release the Kraken.
Yes. And also with you. Wow. This is awesome.
And it says here, it originally contained 6 milligrams of cocaine per fluid ounce of wine.
That's quite a bit.
But then it was to be exported. It had to actually increase to 7.2 milligrams per ounce to compete with other drinks of similar nature.
Because people weren't getting high enough.
Yeah. Advertisements for Vin Mariani claimed it would restore health, strength, vitality and energy.
And we know a Pope needs that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thomas Edison also endorsed the wine, claiming it helped him stay awake for longer hours. Who would have thought?
I like how he put the direct on it. Look, you'll be up. Up all night.
And Ulysses S. Grant also was a fan of the wine, and he began drinking while writing his memoirs.
Did he even know what was going on? He was like Bush of
his
day.
He wrote his memoirs.
On it. Hi.
Yeah.
I love how you've taken Celebrity Shill and you've made it both historical and classy.
That's right.
And religiously relevant.
And even classier, Pope Leo purportedly carried a hip flask of the Vin Mariani with him and awarded,
Did it have a cross on it? Like, was it a part of his vestments?
I know, right? Did it have a cross? Was it the Vatican's hip flask?
Yeah, because back at the Pope's hip flask.
Well, and
they
I also
had everything.
Wondered, would he use this wine when he consecrated for the communion?
With Coke in it?
Yeah, I wonder. If he liked it so much, or was he like, no, it's all for me?
I have to say one of the best, well, they do hoard wine for themselves in the Vatican. I've heard that they have the best of everything
right
in there. But I'm so glad that in the Bible they mention wine, because then at least there's something for people.
Right. like really, honestly.
It's like a savior for, like, if you've ever been to like a Seder or something like that. Plenty of wine, and you're like, good, because this is long, you're going to need it.
Well, if they were using this in communion, this kind of wine, I think there'd be many more Catholics.
Oh, yeah, I might have considered it myself. Ever heard that was Coke wine? Oh, yeah.
I just don't think, I mean, we would have heard if they were using this for the people, for the congregation.
What do they use now?
I don't, well, now they still use wine. They use wine now, but
I think. We use grape juice. Boring.
Somebody's got to let me know if they use this wine back in the day for the general, for the congregation.
I bet you could ask someone about, I mean, that seems like there would be a particular branch of Catholic studies dealing just with wine and endorsements for a celebrity show.
No kidding.
Bravo. All right, I say, you have definitely elevated this podcast. I mean, I'm about to bring it back down with Reality Roundup because here is a show that I've actually watched. Reality Roundup is when I present to you a show that's a reality TV show that I probably don't watch. But in this case, I have watched this one.
At least one episode.
I have watched the whole season.
You did not.
I watched the second season and it just got
that's
renewed.
That's so not in your nature.
I know, but when you hear what this show is, it's on Showtime. Gigolos got renewed for a season 3.
Oh my
God. Have you seen this show?
No, I haven't.
It's hilarious. All right. It is hilarious. First of all, not really safe to watch with children.
Okay.
Or someone who's a little bit squeamish because there is some soft pee in it.
Is there?
It's very soft.
Is it side wiener?
You get more than that.
You get full on?
You get full on.
What channel is this on?
It's on Showtime.
Oh, okay.
It's been renewed. It'll be back for a fourth season. The series centers on the lives of male escorts.
Mm.
Or man hoes, as I like to call them.
Okay.
Living in Las Vegas. And they basically ply their trade. And they have very wealthy or, confident women who are looking for a good time.
Okay.
And they work for a company called Cowboys for Angels. And they send these guys
These
guys.
Cowboys for Angels.
These guys love their job. They love their job. They have one for each genre. Like, you will like one of the guys.
Okay.
They will do anything. Clown sex was on the menu.
Oh, no.
Somebody wanted it.
That's terrible.
One had to rope a steer. I mean, there are all kinds of things. But the steer did not engage in Congress with him.
Listen.
But all kinds of things happen in the show.
I've got to say, you really get the guy that you pick.
You are paying for it.
I know, but have you ever ordered a stripper for a bachelorette party?
No, these aren't strippers, though.
I know, but have you?
I've gotten a stripper.
Yeah, but
before.
You don't get the right one.
You do not get Dominic.
That's
you
right.
You get a shady cousin.
Yeah,
Phil.
They show up and you can't do anything about them. They show up. So I'm wondering.
They want to take a shower. You're like, are you kidding me? Move on. We got eight ladies here.
So with the Cowboys and Angels, you get the actual guy.
These guys are for real. Some of them are seasoned hoes. Some of them are new to the game. The weird thing about it is they have a guy come in from Miami.
Can you say you want someone seasoned or new to the game?
Yes. You can say you want whatever you want. There's one guy who is so confident in his member that he made a mold of it trying to sell it. Trying to put it out there on the market while the going's so good.
I tried to make a
music video.
Oh, no.
I mean, he's just doing whatever he can do.
Whatever, throwing it to the wall, see what sticks.
But the weird thing about this show is, like RuPaul's Drag Race, they're not really exploiting these guys. These guys want to be doing it. It's nice work if you can get it. They're getting paid a lot of money, and they have real little issues throughout. They're like just funny workplace things that you or I would have in our workplace, except that we're not male prostitutes. You know, casual. I think the show is hilarious. If you can watch it, watch it. If you don't like the sex parts, you can fast forward them.
Okay.
Because sometimes they're interesting, and sometimes you're like, what is going on?
Really? It's just like a mess?
People want weird things, and I'm not making a judgment on people want, but some things that people want to do, I don't want to see. I don't want to know about clown sex.
No.
That's what I'm
trying to make a justification. Now everybody knows about this.
Everybody already knew about it. I think we're the last two people. I was shocked. The woman was talking about it like, hey, it happens all the time. I'm like, not in my life. You know? No.
Why would you want that?
Hey, you know what? She said she was influenced by the Batman movie.
Oh.
That brought it to the forefront. I'm like, to the forefront? That's something that stays in the back. Like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but like, don't put it on Front Street, really. Maybe. I don't know. It's up to you.
Front Street.
But recognize that that's a very niche thing.
Yeah. It's like average.
Like one woman dressed up like a stuffed animal or something.
Right.
That's a little less niche, but still, don't act like it's just, a foot rub.
Right.
Because, anyway.
It's mainstream.
Gigolos in season 4, if you can support these... These male hoes, please do. It's hard out there for a pimp. They have a pimp, too. The pimp is hilarious. Like, the pimp is...
Is it a female pimp?
No, it's a dude who's a retired hoe. And he's opened up this stable.
This is awful.
hilarious. It's, and the women are pretty cool. Like, mm-hmm. it's obviously they've done some stuff to set it up, mm-hmm. but the guys don't know. Guys think that it's real. And the women are women who are, you know, liberated, and this is what they want.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of interesting. I mean, there's a huge market for that.
All right.
They're also like $1,000, so.
For an hour or a night?
I don't, for a night, I think. It's like $1,000. I don't know what happens.
I wonder what the time frame is.
I don't know, but if it's $1,000, they better leave $950 behind. So that's my reality roundup. Gigolos on Showtime.
All right. Very nice.
Thank you. Nice. Whoops. Speaking of male hoes.
Speaking of, this is a nice segue into it. This is unpopular science and mechanics.
Okay. Katie and I both get freaked out by the coming robopocalypse, and we're just giving you the down and digital dirty on what's happening in tech. That's freaky.
Yeah, tech, but it's not as tech. I just was looking at different inventions and different things. Okay. And
that's still tech for us, because we're low tech.
Yeah, so I'm looking for strange inventions, and so...
It sounded strange.
Yeah,
it did. When you said it.
It did. I had a strange...
Unusual things.
Well, you'll know why it sounds so... my voice is so strange when you see this.
It's hard to take.
It's called the bikini gene.
The bikini gene?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay,
no, this
go
is
ahead,
great.
Go ahead.
It's basically a pair of really low-cut jeans with jeans bikini bottoms attached to them.
Please stop.
Yeah. I'll show you.
Is it for men or for women?
Oh, men and women, Jaquetta.
Whoa!
You have to see this. People, just imagine like a bikini.
It looks like chaps almost.
Yeah, but worse. It's a bikini bottom made out of denim.
Mm-hmm.
And
with the trouser leg attached.
The leg
attached. But it's cut out at the thigh.
Yeah. And so basically, if you untie like the string bikini side,
mm-hmm.
your whole thing will fall down.
Your business is out.
Everything
We're back
is out.
On Front Street again.
Yeah.
Along with clown sex. That is hideous. Who is, what country is this from?
Is this,
L.A.?
No, this is here. This is us. let's see.
How dare they? This looks like something that you would see in a strip club, which is fine.
Yes, yeah, so it's basically the legs of jeans with a thong sewed on top.
Like, it's a chaps with a thong attached.
Yeah, okay. So these jeans are called bikini jeans. They come with a fake thong attached to the top, so you always have that skank look at your disposal without having to try so hard.
Because skanks are working hard to look like tramps.
It is. So they have it in jeans. And so it's for men and women.
Okay. The male version has a zipper.
You know, it's masculine.
It just looks like a reggaeton video.
Yeah, it also looks like, you know, how some people enjoy the fashion trend of their underwear rising above their low-rise jeans.
Yeah, so now they've just attached the underwear.
Yeah, basically.
And cut it out a little bit.
And made the jeans a little bit lower. And here's another image for your...
I have to say, it's not flattering.
Yeah, and also, I showed this to L.E.G.
Okay.
Who is
a listener.
A listener. And she said, what happens when you sit down? Because your butt cheek is going to come out in that missing space, and it's going to spill over the jean leg.
I'm guessing at this point, you really don't care about that.
Yeah, so it's going to be a total
nightmare.
Yeah,
it's going to be all out. I would just say,
you sit down or bend over and then forget it.
Yeah, don't. This is muffin top city, too. Stuff is going to be coming. Not just side tops.
Oh,
side muffin, back muffin, top muffin. The whole, it's just going to be like a bakery.
But look, you can class it up with a nice.
No, you can't.
You can have a nice, they come in white.
Wow.
And they come in black. And you have a nice off the shoulder. I mean.
Yeah. Where can we find these? Where can I get a pair?
Just. Go to the internet, put in bikini jean, and you'll be well on your way. How about
that? This is the weirdest. I don't, you know what?
And look at the back. This other model, she has the bikini jeans on, and her top, she's like the top with just the tie string back.
Yeah. People are definitely going to be wearing this.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
Yeah, that's not really technology.
It's
bad
not, it's
fashion.
Just, yeah, but it's an invention because nobody has come up with that before.
I guess.
I think fashion is something that is, I guess, existing. It's not a new invention.
Yeah, people are putting a couple different things together.
Like bell bottoms is a fashion. You know, a cape is a fashion.
It's just
this is just like a dirty hybrid.
Yeah, the jean part of it is so low cut that the crotch. is like a half an inch.
Right.
You're not leaving, there's no mystery whatsoever, which I guess is the point. My problem with this is it looks uncomfortable.
It looks that's your bare. Only problem with this?
That's my main problem. Because I'm assuming this is the kind of thing that you wear, like, if you're, like, in Miami at a club, mm-hmm. or you're, like, at a couple's resort. Do you know what I mean? Like, there might be an occasion where you would wear something crazy like this, yeah. but it looks very, very uncomfortable.
Oh, God.
Very uncomfortable. If it's warm enough to wear something this low cut, then jeans is probably out of the question.
Yeah, and if someone pulls your strings there on the side, you're exposed from thigh up.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're just wearing chaps at that point.
Not even. No, chaps will go up the side.
Oh, that's right.
So not
and
even
there's
chaps.
No pockets.
Right.
Where do you put your stuff? Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
A little fashion police. So I have some actual technologies. It's the Roboy.
What?
The Roboy. It's a robotic boy that's going to help old people with everyday tasks. And scientists are trying to build him, and they have a 9-month time frame.
A robotic boy. So they what?
Roboy.
We had Small Wonder years ago.
Yes.
And it was a robot girl.
Yes. This is Roboy, and it's 1.2 meters tall. So it's like a little over 3 feet. Which is freaky.
Yeah, it is.
First of all, and it's supposed to be helping old people.
Do what?
Things that only a small child could do. Because this thing is very, very
look for candy
small.
In your purse?
Yes. Steal from you? Like, so then.
Be bored at your yes, tales of
at
your
youth. Story. Yeah, tell me about the, you know, the velocipede again. So it's eventually going to help the sick and the elderly by acting as a mechanical helper. So they're using artificial muscles to move it, and they're covering it with a soft skin.
Ew.
It looks creepy.
We've talked about soft skin, fake soft skin.
Yes. Not the dragon human. Skin, all yeah. that kind of stuff.
That's,
so they're gonna like it's gonna have a skeleton similar to a human's, and they've made in the mock up of it, it looks like a freaky silicone baby that's mm-hmm. like overgrown.
Ew.
Yeah. It looks like Akira. So they're hoping that it's gonna be a blueprint. And they're saying they're concerned about safety and user-friendliness. Because I know, and the first thing that's going to happen with this robot is going to assault somebody. Some right. old person is going to say something they don't like. It's not going to be current.
And Roboy is
going to be gonna rip them apart. They're going to come in, they're going to find Roboy holding grandma's foot in one hand and right. her heart in the other.
Yeah.
And then who's going to be to blame?
Right, because Roboy is going to have some kind of intelligence to make decisions.
Yeah, and then when you're not looking, he's going to be like sneering at you.
Right.
With his soft skin. So...
why did they have to make him prepubescent?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe it's the idea that they shouldn't make a robot life size, otherwise they'll take over. But I mean, like a monkey, a robot is clearly much stronger than a human, even a small one.
Right. So they make it look like someone you can tell what to do.
Yeah, but once again, just like with the penguin, I'm only 5 feet tall.
Right.
So this thing is coming up on me pretty fast.
So, yeah, the elderly are going to be, like, looking at them like, you're my grandson.
Yeah, they're, oh my God, they're going to get confused.
Yeah.
The real grandson's going to show up, they're going to be like, get him out.
Guess what? About the side note on the elderly, they don't like helium balloons.
Really?
Yeah. You really shouldn't bring helium balloons around to an old folks home.
I didn't because, know that. People you know, are constantly bringing those things in.
They shouldn't do that because the helium kind of leaks out a little and they kind of, you know, how they sink and they start just floating on their own
and
around.
And they freak people out.
They freak people out because if you forget you have balloons and then one comes around the corner.
At head height?
Yeah, it's scary.
I maybe old people are going to crush this thing with their canes. Like, yeah. You're going to see a bunch of old people with walkers just like pushing it down the stairs. So the lab that's trying to make this thing... they don't have any money. They're looking for $55,000 so that the baby can be born in March of 2013.
Ew.
Roboy.
Can be born. They need another $55,000 or $55,000.
They just said if you want to put a logo on it. So we could put the Hey You Know It logo. I would put it over its eye.
Yeah.
Like it would come out like kind of like a Clockwork Orange because it's that freaky. And I'd make him wear a bowler cap.
Right.
Drink milk and carry a cane. Because that's how I feel about these things. No, Roboy. No, if I see that shit... I'm gonna open up on it like Swiss cheese. It's gonna be all over. I'm not gonna stop until it's just like little Roboy bits. I don't like that. And you know what?
No,
take care
creepy.
Of your grandparents.
You know, we all learn from the movies. Like, creepy little kids are terrible.
Yeah.
And why make one out of nothing?
Exactly.
Out of pieces of stuff.
Yeah. The thing is, if the thing runs out of power and it quote unquote dies, it's gonna be hiding down the drain, like in those movies
kidding.
With those dead kids.
Yes.
Forget it. Absolutely forget it. No Roboy. And stop trying to fob off your old people.
Right.
You're not going to be around forever. That's what this for is because you don't want to pay attention to Nana.
Right.
You're like, give her Roboy. Like, that's going to stop her. She'll never leave you alone.
People, come
on. Call your grandmother. This is a message from grandmothers. Call them. So, no to Roboy. That's our unpopular that's right. technology. Oof. Bring it full circle.
Well, I've got something better. I have Tales from the Campfire.
Oh, Tales from Der Campfire. This is my favorite segment now where Katie brings in an urban country legend. Tales of horror. Tales from Der Campfire.
This is the Wendigo. This creature is considered by many to be the creation of a horror writer, but it's based on...
some dude who lives on the street.
Legends and stories of the northern woods and the prairies.
Okay.
Stories have circulated over the years about a mysterious creature who was encountered by hunters and campers in the shadowy forest. Again, another forest.
Is this like the Jersey Devil?
No. Of the upper regions of Minnesota. The creature can only be seen if it's faced head on.
Oh, there's all these restrictions on sight lines with these things.
Yeah, but if you see it from the side, it's so thin you can't see it. So you have to, like, it's like a paper doll. You know, you can't see it from the side.
Mm-hmm. It's like Kate Moss in the woods.
And listen to this. The spirit is said to have a voracious appetite for human flesh.
And it's clearly anorexic. It's thin. Kate Moss. It's bulimic. Kate Moss in the woods.
And bulimic. And the many forest dwellers who disappear over the years were said to be victims of this monster.
Wow.
And American Indians had their own tales of the Wendigo dating back many years.
Mm-hmm. It's from their from a Native American language.
Yeah, Wendigo, Witigo, Witico.
Is this a declension?
I'm giving due diligence.
You're doing the conjugation for Wendigo. To Wendigo.
Yeah, and actually, to bring back the German, I think all these stories have to be German. Around 1860, a German...
the scariest.
Yeah, a German explorer translated the word Wendigo to mean cannibal.
Mm-hmm. No one else bothered. Wendigo.
Among the tribes in the Great Lakes. So he was the one who figured, the German guy figured out what it meant.
And probably made it even scarier. They're like, we just thought it was the Wendigo, but now it's eating everybody.
The Native Americans were biting other people's arms like, Wendigo, eh? And he's like, oh, cannibalism.
Oh, cannibals. Oh, he'll eat you.
Okay, so there's variations, but the creature is supposed to be a gigantic spirit over 15 feet tall.
But thin.
Very thin.
Gaunt.
Another thin, tall.
This is nothing but the Grobemen all over again. I'm destroying the German language.
See, it had once been human, but transformed into the creature by use of magic.
Okay. Anybody in particular did this, or just magic in general?
Well, I want to describe what this looks like.
I'd like to hear it.
It has... glowing eyes,
of course.
Long yellow fangs, and overly long tongues. Not just a long tongue, but overly. Like, it's just too
multiple
much.
Tongues?
No, just
one.
One that's just too much.
It's too much, yeah.
According to legend, you can become one if, you're a human being and you resort to cannibalism to survive.
Then you grow to 15 feet and you become slender.
And in the last century, Native Americans believed in and searched for them. So they were their own ghost hunters.
Why would you look for it? I wonder how that show went.
There was a Cree Native American named Jack Fiddler. I don't know how he got that name.
Yeah.
He claimed to
guess. Probably something to do with his musical ability or just colonists. I don't know. Either one.
He claimed to kill 14 of the creatures in his lifetime.
I love these guys. Not one, not two.
14. And although the last murder resulted in his imprisonment at the age of 87. So 87, he's still hunting them. And then
I bet
he
was just hunting people he didn't like and saying that they were the Wendigo. Because if the last one resulted in him getting put in jail.
It was him and his son Joseph, and they were tried for murder of a Cree Indian woman.
See?
Yeah.
They're witch hunters.
Yeah, they both pleaded guilty to the crime, but defended themselves by stating the woman had been possessed by the spirit of the Wendigo and was on the verge of transforming into one entirely. Now, you can't be possessed. You have to eat another person.
Yeah, it is no culture above just shouting out women for being able to do a poultice.
Right.
You know? Couple crops go down, deer not flinging themselves around like they used to. We got to eat somebody.
They said she had to be killed before she murdered other members of the tribe.
Clearly. Even though it was them. You see this
now.
Yeah,
right.
It was the guy and his son. They're killing everybody. And they're claiming that each person they killed is killing everybody.
Right. Watch out. She's going to.
Yeah.
If we don't do it
she
now.
She got the other 17 people. This is a chain. It's like a pyramid of deaths.
Well, they've been seen in Ontario... In northern Ontario, there's the Cave of the Wendigo.
Mm-hmm.
And the creature has been spotted by traders, trackers, and trappers for decades.
And they still get 15 feet tall. Oh, that's because he can turn to the side.
And now it's turning into a thing that, you know, the Wendigo roams the woods and prairies of northern Minnesota and Canada. And whether it seeks human flesh or acts as a portent of coming doom is anyone's guess. So there's also the thing that it's almost like a banshee, where if you see the Wendigo, somebody's going to die.
Well, yeah.
Or if you hear, like, the banshee scream.
Oh, so it's kind of if the wind blows.
Yeah.
And you hear creaking and that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I find it fascinating. Where I'm from, there aren't any legends like this because we have the clan. But does your area have anything like this besides Jersey Devil?
No, Jersey Devil and Bigfoot.
You have Bigfoot in Bergen
Bigfoot
County?
Bigfoot lives in the Ramapo Mountains.
I forget you guys have mountains.
There was an old friend from high school did a short film called Bigfoot Lives in the Ramapo Mountains, and he wore like a loincloth and a gorilla mask.
Men's rights.
And then it was awesome. I loved it. I loved it. I think he listens to the show. So.
Champion of men's rights.
I know. I know you're out there.
Were there bongos? Let us know. If there were bongos, write us and let us know.
Yeah. So, send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com.
Yeah. If you have any the Grobeman in your area, the Wendigo, the Jigsawman.
So there's supposed to be the Jersey Devil.
Which is apparently just like a crazy-ass white person.
Basically. Yeah. And, you know, it was like native. Mother Leeds is a woman. She had like 12 kids already. She was pregnant with her 13th. And she, like, legend has it that she said,
fuck it.
That next child, if I have one more child, it's going to be the child of the devil. I think she was just sick of being pregnant all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think she just said it like offhanded and everyone was like, no.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, if you were pregnant with your 13th child, like, come on.
Yeah, that's
a lot. She probably said it, you know, with the other ones too, but somebody actually heard her.
Yeah. And this one was nuts. Just, pissed off. It just took off running.
Yeah.
Just jumped off the table.
So, and what else do we have in New Jersey? We have the politically incorrect Midget Town.
Little Peopleville?
Yeah. It's supposed to be there a bunch of little people that work for the circus.
They escaped.
They did, but no, they had their own little community.
If they got away.
No, they have a community with their small own houses. Community. I know. I didn't mean it that way. And they had small houses.
There's an acute shortage of appropriate language for this topic. I don't mean to be short with you. But you're walking the line there, you know. People are calling it in a rude way, obviously.
Yeah.
Midget Town.
Yeah, it's just,
what do they call it?
I don't know what they call it, but nobody can find it. So that's the thing. So people think that they know where it is, and they drive out.
They look down.
The houses are all to scale, you know, for to make it.
Once again, nice. They're not that much. See, I guess my thing with, because when I was in Las Vegas, these two, a woman walked by with her friend. It seemed like they were a couple, two women together. And one of them was a little person.
Okay.
And these two women walked by and were like snickering at it. I'm like, did you check yourselves out in the mirror? These women were like buck tooth, mulleted, wearing like a jean jacket and jean. I'm like, you're the freaks. Do you know what I mean? Like, why are you laughing at this little person?
Right.
What is she doing? She's in the casino enjoying herself. You look bizarre.
They're mullet.
You look like you've turned in on yourself. You know, like, it's just, you don't care anymore.
Right.
It's not that, I feel like there are, it's not that rare that you need to be like, have an outsized reaction to it. And you don't, that's not your appropriate reaction.
And you know she's searching for somebody's neighborhood, too.
But what if that little person gets aggressive and is like, you want a little piece of me?
Oh, stop. Stop.
That's what I would do. I would be getting in people's faces all the time. Say hello to my little friend. Everything.
Oh.
It would all be there. I just thought it was rude. All right, I love that Tales from the... I'll have
Tales
to come up
campfire,
with
the
one next time. I'll try to come up with one. I just like yours. I have another piece of technology.
Okay.
This is from The Week, which is just, they scour news from all over the world.
Ooh.
And they give you as little of it as they possibly can. This is the pillow that makes long distance relationships less lonely. So a Scottish inventor devised an interactive pillow that allows lovers to sleep together even if they're separated.
Ew!
By continents
by
or oceans.
By skinning them.
So it's a pillow.
All right.
And you wear, each member of the couple wears a ring, a sensor ring, and you place a fabric panel inside the pillowcase.
I don't know.
So when your partner goes to bed, the ring begin to buzz and they glow and they let the other person know that, you know, you're both in bed at the same time.
Okay. So your ring glows because you're now in bed.
In bed separately. Like,
how do you do something to the ring, or does it?
I guess the rings are somehow linked to each other. Like,
but how
did
you know? You're laying down. How does it know?
No, there's a sensor on your pillow.
The pillow.
So when you put the ring to the pillow, it activates it.
Right.
And then that activation happens wherever your partner is.
Okay, I get it now.
So when one person puts their head on the pillow, they can hear the real-time heartbeat of the other person, which I think is creepy.
That's really creepy.
Because you know me, I'd be listening and be like, okay, it's still beating. It's still beating.
Really,
I'd be freaked
really
out.
You don't hear heartbeats unless you're laying with your head right on their chest.
That's what they're trying to simulate. It's an intimate reaction, sorry, interaction between two lovers, regardless of the distance between them. So the it's called pillow talk, and it's getting a lot of interest online. That means nothing. Mm-hmm. And then they're hoping that they're going to get funding once again. This is like with the Roboy.
Oh my God.
This thing doesn't exist. It's just a picture of a woman with a regular pillow. And then they've just highlighted the pillow to make it seem like they have something to sell.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The reactions are, wow, says Tara Kelly at the Huffington Post. This is a potentially ingenious device. No, it's not.
No, it's not. No, and she didn't really write that. It was the people that that wrote this article.
Yeah.
That
another person at Jezebel supposedly says, super fancy high-tech pillow. They're just picking out, you know, multi-grain bun foot, you know, juicy. It doesn't matter. They're just putting things together.
Acts fast.
Yeah. Acts fast. Better than ever.
New and
buy two.
New and improved.
Yeah, new and improved.
Right.
So, yeah, that's from the week. A pillow that makes the long-distance relationship less lonely.
This is my Hey, You Didn't Know It.
Okay. I'm ready because I didn't know this.
All right, the title is Incurable Gonorrhea Hits North America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is by
what
Kevin
do you mean
S.
It hits North America
by
storm.
There's a new reason to stock up on condoms. An incurable, or at least antibiotic-resistant, strain of gonorrhea has made its way across the pond to North America, according to a new study in the Journal of American Medicine.
I'm just imagining gonorrhea like, gotta make it. I can see it in the distance. Newfoundland, or wherever it's coming to.
At least 9 Canadian patients have failed to respond to the typical dose of the antibiotic used regularly.
So this is super gonorrhea?
Super gonorrhea.
God, gonorrhea won't quit.
Right? And we've heard of such cases in Asia and Europe, and the CDC doctor says it's very concerning. Very concerning, they say, at the CDC.
Yeah? I mean, the old gonorrhea is no walk in the park.
The World Health Organization...
Who?
...stated the dangers of a drug-resistant gonorrhea back in June, predicting that in a few years, the gonorrhea might be able to resist any available treatment.
So they saw this coming.
So they saw this coming, and then they...
Didn't warn anyone.
Then they end the article by saying, that isn't the case yet, however. All 9 Canadian patients were eventually cured with most injectable antibiotics. CBS News. So they wrote... So
what?
This is my Hey, You Didn't Know It. Hey, you didn't know that you didn't even have to write this article?
Yeah.
Because you just stated it's incurable, but now
It's been cured.
It's been cured.
By the end of the article, it's been cured. Did you read this before you printed it? People? I mean, who wrote this?
Yeah, Kevin S.
Boo, Kevin S. He doesn't even put his last name.
So, hey, well, I have it here, but I don't know if I can
okay.
put it down.
He knows who he is.
Hey, you didn't know it, Kevin. You did not have to write this article.
It's not a piece of news.
You just got everybody's attention for nothing because it's not even...
But
what your title wasn't even true.
But he got us to read it.
Right.
I guess that was his point.
And then the ads are for all STD kits.
Okay. Or if you refer to an earlier episode, the MedExCom, where you can say,
sorry,
bumping.
No, it's an STD detection kit, not an STD kit.
Whip up your own STD.
Yeah.
Super gonorrhea, no problem.
So they have all that those advertising advertisements for those products. And they
Mega
have
chlamydia.
And they have a picture of a kit, and it's like this case with some kind of bottle attached to it and a big sticker on it that says, I know.
Wow.
Because I know. And so this is...
It looks like something you go hiking with.
Yeah.
There's a huge water bottle. I don't know what happens with this kit. It looks like a fanny pack with a water bottle on
it.
And it says, I know on it.
That's it.
That's it. I know.
And you didn't know. You didn't even have to write this.
Wow. Super gonorrhea. Not so super after all.
That's right.
Not so super. All right, cool.
All right. Thank you for listening to Hey, You Know It. Go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. We will read it on our show, and we will send you Hey, you know it, shot glass.
Yeah, I'd also like to interrupt Katie for a moment to give a shout out to our friends in podcasting, Chonila, which is a wonderful podcast by a Canadian couple. They are chocolate and vanilla, hence the Chonila or Chonilla, however you want to say it. Listen to them there on iTunes. And also, the you need to listen to the Gateway Drug to Podcasting, which is Rod and Karen on the Black Guy Who Tips.
If you haven't listened to them yet, I have to say,
these guys put the pro in prolific. I was listening to one of their episodes earlier, 3 hours and 30 minutes. It's a lifestyle. It's not just a podcast. It's a lifestyle choice. So listen to Black Guy Who Tips and Chonila.
That's right. Follow us on Twitter and follow us on Tumblr. It's free. And if you want to write us, you know, send us an email at heyyouknowit.
Give us some props.
Yeah, why not? heyyouknowit@gmail.com.
Thank you.
With you, it's
also with you, and the Methodist church, or in our church, they were like, you know, turn to your neighbor, and we're like, ugh, please.
And what did you say when you turned to your
neighbor?
Nothing.
You're supposed to shake hands,
and you don't say anything.
I think you're supposed to say like God loves you or something like that, but you hate your neighbor.
Yeah,
it's church. It's a small town. You don't want to turn anywhere.
Yeah, but it's also fun to see who says peace be with you first.
Yes,
it's like,
and also with you.
Yeah,
I would just get the jump on it, and also with you. And they're like, I didn't even. Don't worry about it. With you, go in peace.